week's parsha, and a lot of the commentators struggle very hard to understand why we don't observe this halacha. Okay, and that is this halacha on Erev Shabbos. Let's take a listen. Let me begin with a story. B'didi havi uvdan. Many, many years ago, I went to shul Friday afternoon, and it was raining. So I decided, it was many years ago, I going to shul. I didn't have those as the Shana coats yet. Put on my Shabbos clothing, went to shul. It was pouring rain, so I took an umbrella. Friday afternoon, okay, I'm coming to shul. Mincha is 10 minutes before sunset. So I'm leaving the house probably about 20 minutes before sunset. It takes me about 5 minutes to get to shul, a few minutes to spare. And I took an umbrella, and I'm wearing my Shabbos clothing, I'm wearing a coat, I'm wearing a hat, I'm wearing shoes, I'm wearing an umbrella. I come to shul. As I come to shul, a mama should run the front door, a car pulls up, and one of the balabatim of the shul comes out, chashav al bas. He looks at me, shivabacha, he's a more modern, different type of balabas. He looks at me and he says to me, almost in a mocking way, I can't tell, he wasn't such a nice guy. He says to me, I shouldn't say that, he's not alive anymore, passed away a while ago. Okay, a fine person, And he looks and he says to me, you're going to go home with the umbrella also? Wait. Oh. So I'm right away thinking, I was going to say to him, are you going to drive home? Right? So I kept my mouth shut. Okay, I kept my mouth shut. But I didn't like what he said to me. I was very insulted. Hey, you're gonna go home with the umbrella also? And it's funny, he said it to me the obvious contradiction, the hypocrisy is that you just drove to shul also, right? You drove to shul. It's interesting. It's funny. He totally, in my impression, did not see the hypocrisy. He totally was oblivious, and in his mind, and to a degree, he's right. I'm going to show you he's right. What? You dress for Shabbos. You're going in the street to shul erev Shabbos, l'chavod Shabbos. When you go to shul erev Shabbos, l'chavod Shabbos, walking in the street holding in your hand an umbrella is a contradiction to Shabbos. Oh, but it's Erev Shabbos. It's not yet Shabbos. 10 minutes to go. So what? You're wearing your Shabbos clothing. You're going to daven Kabbalah Shabbos. Shabbos by you already started when you leave your house. How could you go to shul with the umbrella? All right.
How's that different than the car?
I told you it's an obvious hypocrisy.
The difference in the car is maybe.
Yeah, I'm here.
The car will not be there after Myriv is over. His wife will have taken it home. And you're still...
No, he parked the car for whole Shabbos. He parked the car for... And his wife did not come. No way. This guy's wife... He parked the car. I remember this guy always had his keys. He always had his keys in the shtender. I used to play... Always his keys were always in the shtender. Okay, there are a lot of shoes like this. Okay, and yet in his mind, he looked at what I did to be like... He did. It's wrong, and driving to shul, big deal.
He wasn't just humoring you. Not because
maybe he was. He's not alive to ask him. I was a little kid then, so it's hard for me to gauge. But I was very shaken up and insulted. Okay, I don't know. You're right. You're imagining. Okay, now I'm learning, preparing this sugya. There's a halacha. I never knew this halacha. Many people don't know this halacha. It's the Mishnayos. Erev, now let's go to another halacha before we get to the Erev, when do you light Shabbos candles? What is the Minag Yisrael in America? In Yerushalayim?
18 minutes.
In America, 18 minutes. Why
the latest
18 minutes. Why 18 minutes? We once had a whole share. We once spent time on this. There's a lot of interesting things. How did it come about, the number 18? I don't remember. I know where it is. I know where to find it. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch. How did this magic number come about? All different types of calculations, ideas, whatever. That's not our point now. You light candles. The Minhag Yisrael is women should light candles, like you said, not later than 18. That's the 18 minutes. In Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, it's a sacred minhag, 40 minutes. How did 40 minutes come about? Whatever, not for now. That's the halacha. That's the minhag. The minhag The minag, so whatever it is, the minag Yisrael today, the noshim tzidkaniyos, they light candles 18 minutes. This is that's hakdama number two. Now comes the halacha. This halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and it's from a Gemara, and I'll read you the Gemara in a few moments, is that before Shabbos, you are not allowed to go into the street holding something in your hand. Why? So why? Because the concern is Shabbos will suddenly arrive, and you're holding in your hand. And then you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. This week's parasha, by the donations, we learn in this week's parasha the mitzvah of Hoitzah. Okay, even though most of the melachos are not appear in the Torah, only one that we really have explicitly is Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshev Osechem Yom HaShabbos. But there is another pasuk of Hoitzah B'Shabbos. Going from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Sarabim, from Rishus Sarabim to Rishus Hayochid, or being Maver Dal Amos Rishus Sarabim, is derived from the donations of the donations, giving money for the building of the Mishkan. If we have time, I'm going to go over that exact drasha. There's a very interesting idea in that drasha itself, but it comes from the pasuk Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol Bamachane Lemar Ish V'Isha Al Yasu Oid Melacha Lisruma Sakodesh Vayikolei Ha'ame Havi. They stopped bringing. And Chazal Darshan, where was Moshe standing? Moshe was in Machane Leviyah. Machane Leviyah had the status of a Rishus HaRabim. And people brought donations from their home, which is a Rishus HaYachid. And it says, Vayicholei HaMehavi. Oh, maybe you'll tell me that's during the weekday. What does that have to do with Shabbos? So the Gemara makes a Gzeres Shava. It says the word, Vayaviru Kol B'machane. And it says the word Havara on Yom Kippur. I read the whole Gemara. Hoitzah gufa hecha ksiva. This is Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Where does it say Hoitzah in the Torah? Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Diyamakra. Vayitzav Moshe. He gave a command. Vayaviru kol b'machne. And the message went forth in the camp. Moshe hechan hava yosef. Where was Moshe sitting? B'machne Leviyah. It's all the Gemara. Umachne Leviyah Rishus Harabim Havai. Was it Rishus Harabim? V'kamalu liYisrael. He told the Jewish people, Lo isafiku v'tvisisu merishus hayochad l'didchu l'rishus harabim. Do not bring a donation from your private dwelling to me, to Machne Leviyah. Don't go do a malacha of hoitzah to be moitzi from Rishus hayochad to Rishus harabim. Umimai dibishabis koi. Who says this command? This was a donations. You give donations during the week. How do we know to apply this to Shabbos Kodesh? Umimai de b'Shabbos Koy. Dilma b'chol koy umishum de shlimo lo melach. They had enough money to build the Mishkan. The Gemara makes a drasha. The drasha. Kedachsev. It says v'hamloch ha'yisadayim. The Gemara answers. Gomar. Havara miyoyim hakipurim. Ksiv hacha vayaviru. Kol b'machane, uchseh b'yom kippur, v'havarta shofar tiruah on Yovel. Yovel and Yom, on the Yovel year on Yom Kippur, do you blow the shofar? Sama lahalan b'yom osur, on Yom Kippur has the status of Shabbos, Shabbat Shabbosayin, afkan b'yom osur. So here we have a drasha, an elaborate drasha, Masechta Shabbos, telling us that in this week's parasha is the makar that you're not allowed to violate the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos merishus hayochid to rishus harabim. And then the Gemara, how do you know from rishus harabim to rishus hayochid? Svara, it's the same thing. Svaru, fine. Now along comes the Mishnah. Read you the Mishnah. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. This is a takonas chazal. This is not a deraisa, a derabanan. Lo yetze hachayot. A tailor, if that's your profession, is not allowed to go out, b'machatoi, with his needle in his lapel. Samuch lachashecha. Wait a second.
In his lapel.
That's how it's saw. It's not a garment, it's an advertisement.
Because when I learned this halacha, just to put it out, is if it's in your hand, it's not a problem, halacha. If it's in your pocket, you run into all these problems.
Right. Okay.
And this guy with his car was over more than you because he had his wallet or his registration in his pocket.
Believe me, he didn't care about his driver's license.
As a matter of fact, one Rav told me that when he drives to shul on Shabbos, he makes sure he does not put the keys in his pocket.
Oh, very good.
He holds it the whole time.
Oh, very good.
So he puts it away.
These are very obscure halachas. Let's see what it says over here. People never heard of this halachas. Let's see over here. Lo Yetzei. Okay, let's see. Before Shabbos. Of course before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos.
People don't never heard of this halacha. That you're not allowed to carry something in your hands. Now, what's the zman? I told you, you light candles. How long is it lighting candles? When you light candles in America? 18 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah says the halacha, the prohibition to carry, to hold something in your hand in the street. Erev Shabbos, half an hour. Half an hour. What? Half an hour before sunset. Before sunset. Lighting candles is 18 minutes. You're not makabel Shabbos until you not makabel Shabbos yet. This has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos. Nothing.
You can't carry anything going to shul.
Anything. Well, let's see. No one ever heard of this halacha, right? We're not.
Carry something going to shul.
I might be a no one, but it's not.
Not even going to shul, but you go to someone for Shabbos, right?
Really
you guess. You come 25 minutes before Shabbos, you take it.
You're not allowed to. If you take this halacha seriously, well, let's hold off. Basically, today. Yes! Mishneh Berurah, Chofetz Chaim, who lived about 100 years ago, is Paskin. Samach Lechashech means 30 minutes.
Okay. Maybe somebody else Paskins, it's 10.
Doesn't seem anyone disagrees with the Mishneh Berurah. 30 minutes! Let me read you the facts and then we'll discuss.
About eating before the
slot. Samuch lachashach. Let me read you the halacha. Takonas chazal. Now, obviously, today, the fact that no one even heard of this halacha, and no one's machben on this halacha, there must be a reason. Okay? But let's just go through the basics. So, chazal made a takona. The takona is a chayot. Who is a chayot? A tailor. A tailor, we have to appreciate, different world, is that people walked around with advertisements. How do you advertise that you're a tailor? You come into shul and you have a nice suit. The tailor, the shoemaker's children don't have shoes. You put a needle in your lapel. Now, if you would walk out on Shabbos with a needle in your lapel, would the tailor be chayev misas bezdin or kores doing it willingly for chil Shabbos? And the answer is yes. That's called carrying. Lo yetze hachayot b'machatoy samuch l'chashecha. Shema tells us the reason. He may forget. Shema yishach v'yetze. V'loy halavlar, barber. Barber walking advertisement. I'm a barber. Why do you advertise that you're a barber? V'loy lavlar, b'kul masa. He puts his feather. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. A lavlar means a scribe. A scribe. He puts a feather or his quill,
whatever
it is, you may forget, you may carry. Okay, now that's what it says in the Mishnah, and guess what? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Let me read you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, okay, we're fast forwarding over here only a few hundred years ago. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Lo yetze adam, this is a quote from Simon Reish Nun Bey Sivov, Lo yetze adam erev Shabbos samach lechashecha b'machatoy, his needle. Now here it's a little bit different what it says. The Shulchan Aruch already went and made some adjustments, which really requires an elaborate analysis. B'machato biyodoy, holding it in your hand. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. When the rabbis enacted Shema Yishkach V'yetze, the rabbi said, Lo Yetze Achayit B'machatoy. Now typically that means they put the machat into the lapel. Now, you could argue and you could say that what's worse, going out on Shabbos with it in your lapel or holding it in your hands? What's worse? You can say, Holding your hand is worse. But if it's in your lapel, you can say it's part of my garment. Maybe it's a tachshin, maybe. So it would already seem that in Shulchan Aruch, possibly, it's for some reason learning the pshat in the Mishnah. It seems to be pretty clear that in ancient times, the machad, the tailor, he would put the needle in his lapel. That was the advertisement. He didn't walk around the whole day. You go to Mincha, you hold the needle in your hand. You go to Mincha, while I'm going to Mincha, might as well make it have an advertisement, a walking advertisement. I'll put the machat in my garment.
How about a locksmith carries a key?
So you're not going to put the, you're not going to hold the key in your hand. It's going to get in your way. Right. Or you put it somewhere, like a safer, a scribe. People, like a doctor. He wears a stethoscope, right? Doctor walks in, he has around his neck a stethoscope. I'm a doctor. You wear your white coat. I'm a doctor. You know, every profession, it used to be, I don't know, today we live in a different world type. We live today in a different type of world today, but it used to be there's a certain, you dress or you present yourself in a certain way, you can right away tell who this person is. Lawyers, it used to be back in the day, no one knew how to dress like a lawyer. Lawyers used to dress
impeccably.
Not today anymore. No. Forget it. Those days are gone. Okay, those are gone. But it used to be. It used to be a doctor would come in his white coat. A lot of doctors say don't wear white coats anymore. Okay, they don't wear white coats anymore. Everything is now a nayavelt. All right, but the time of the Mishnah, for some reason, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that it's only forbidden for a chaya to go out in the street holding the needle in his hand. Okay, let's go further. The loy, and then when it comes of loy bikul masoy, a scribe, I guess he's holding in his hands, shema yishkach v'yetze. Now, long comes, already we have a lot of leniencies, which we have to really wonder, do they apply today? And now everyone's getting very worked up and excited about the flapish Erev. Let's not try to get into that now. And the long comes the Mishnah Berurah. Because Mishnah Berurah, Yisra who laved out machad v'kol maslav. Oh, maybe you'll argue only professionals. Professionals. They're the ones that Chazal enacted. Don't go take your tools out into the street Erev Shabbos. No! Or in your pocket. So right away the Mishnah Berurah says, don't make the following argument that this halacha only applies to a professional. This applies to the average Joe. The average person is forbidden to walk in the street, Erev Shabbos, samuch l'chashecha, holding something in his hands, holding an umbrella in his hands. Then he goes on to say, what is the shear, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, and that Simon we mentioned, about Rashi Beis says, quotes the Pre-Megadim, going back now to some heavy duty people over here, the Prima Godim, Shuchatzi Sha'al Koidim Bein Ashmashes. Pretty serious. Half an hour. Candle lighting is only 18 minutes before. But the prohibition of Chazal to walk out in the street, according to the Mishnah, even the average person holding anything in your hand, a half an hour before sunset, and anything in your hand, either in your hand or in your pocket, is a half an hour before Shabbos, also. Wow. So that fellow who looks at me and he says, what are you carrying the umbrella? 10 minutes before sunset. 5 minutes before sunset. You're not going to do this?
And he has keys in his wallet.
He's a hypocrite, fine. But it's interesting what he said. You're holding an umbrella in your hand within a half an hour before Shabbos. Don't you know what it says in Shulchan Aruch? You're not allowed to hold anything in your hand in the street a half an hour before Shabbos?
So what does this mean over here? Bam Madlik that says Tanya Chanaya Omer. Chayv Adam Lamashmeish Begoda Be'erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Not Somach. Not Lefnei.
That's, check your pockets.
What does Im Chashecha mean?
I don't know. Sometime before sunset.
That may throw out all of it.
No, it doesn't. It says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah the word samuch l'chashecha. There you're checking your pockets. Maybe there is, maybe there's not. Here you're holding in your head. Here we're running out of time. Right by side.
Quick question.
Okay, everybody, so we're running out of time. Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay, so that's the answer.
What's the answer?
If you're going...
All right, that's one heter. That's a modern-day heter. We're coming to that in a second. Now, there's a much bigger heter. Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Sai, please. We have one for sure. Okay, so now... It comes that now the Mishnah Berurah comes along and tells us on his own that it's not okay of Isman Hazeh. But before we get to that, think about it. There's a special Takanas Chazal. You're not allowed. This is an incredible thing. No one even heard of this. A half an hour before Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk in the street holding something in your hand or pocket. Shema Yishkach V'yetze. If you take the halacha in its raw form, which is a Mishnah, this is not a Chassidus Shemaisa here. It's a Mishnah, and it's brought out in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to walk out, and the Zman has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos, has nothing to do with Halakas Neirois. It's a Takonas Chazal. You're not allowed to walk in the street, Erev Shabbos, a half an hour before sunset, holding something in your hand or pocket. Amazing. Amazing. And it came out, no person we know ever even heard of this halach. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Okay. What's the pshat? So the Mishnah Berurah, when he comes to the rescue, but him coming to the rescue only really makes things more complicated because we live in America. We live here in New York City. Welcome to New York City. Mayor Eric Adams. Okay? We live in New York City. The Mishnah Berurah says, how come no one ever heard of this halacha? You don't see anyone being makbid on. Mishnah Berurah Chofetz Chaim says. He probably never saw anyone. Who ever heard of this? People run into shul the last minute with umbrellas. He writes, Ho'idna, Delekar Rishul Sarabim, El Carmelis. He lived in Radin, and the amount of foot traffic in Radin was probably like the country, the Catskills in the middle of the winter. Okay? The amount of foot traffic in Radin was like the traffic in the Catskills in the middle of the winter. Shari Lot says, so there's no Rishu Sarabim Bizman Hazeh. It doesn't exist. I told you, Shari Lot's Mechavet Shabiyah, the Semel HaShecha, Deloi HaAviyah, Gezerah LeGezerah. And the Mishnah Berurah is not his own idea. He's quoting the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, it's a gezerah. Today there is no such thing as a Rishul Sarabim. Even if you would do it, you're only being violating an Issam Bidurabon and B'shoigeg is like a Mesasek. You're not even doing a Mesasek, and there's no any way Rishul Sarabim Isa. The number is in the Mishnah Berurah, which
seems number,
Vav. Se'if Vav. Reish Nun Bey Sivav. Ho'idna. Deleka Elos. Sifkot Nun Bey. Sifkot Nun Bey. The leka Rishul Saram Elakam, Shori Lot says, Bechavit Shabayoda Samil Hashecha, Telehavia Lexer Lexer, and he quotes the Magen Avraham. Unbelievable. So that only makes things more complicated, because if you live in New York City, and you live in Flatbush, Brooklyn, and you follow, I'm not here, don't shoot me, Rabbi Isai, I'm not here to go get involved in any controversial issues. For those who view that it's a Rishus Harabim D'Oraisa. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, holds that New York City in Flatbush, his opinion was that we have a new phenomenon that Hashem has given us in this generation that we never had before for the last 3,000 years. We in America, we have a Rishus Harabim D'Oraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah's heter falls away. And yet, did you ever see everyone except for Dr. Dolph, the nizer in this halacha? We've never seen anyone be nizer in this halacha. My high.
I hold from the air.
Oh! Got me. So he, over here by Feldman, he struggles, Imam struggles to find a heter. Why today we're not nizer in this? And he basically says is that if you're on your way to shul, the whole goal, the primary iser is with star. You know, it's hard to us to relate to the way they lived. The chayot and the lavlar lived 3,000 years ago.
Going to the Shviga's house.
Right, they daven mincha early. They're going to probably gonna do it in the country some places where they daven, they daven marv after you eat. Okay, in the country, there are some places in the Catskills where you eat the meal first, you daven Kabbalah Shabbos early, and then it's way before Shabbos, whatever it is, and you eat, and you come back later for Ma'ariv. I don't know exactly. It's a different, you have to put yourself in a different time and place where people are walking around the Erev Shabbos. You're not going anywhere. There's no pressure to go to shul. And then, if you're going the prohibition, you're not allowed to walk around holding something in your hand because before you blink, it's going to be Shabbos. The way we live today, we live a different way, is that a half an hour before Shabbos, you're going somewhere. Where are you going? I'm going to light candles. I'm going to daven mincha in shul. I'm going to bring my siddur. The whole reason why I'm bringing the siddur is because I can't carry on Shabbos. Because I can't carry on Shabbos, I got to bring the siddur to shul before Shabbos begins, before Yom Kippur begins, bring the machzor. I got to get to my in-laws to go light candles. So because we are programmed differently today, we live a different lifestyle. We were rushing to beat the clock. The whole purpose of us carrying this now is so that we should not chas v'shalom be mechal Shabbos. Therefore, it's mutter. That's really what he says. The answer is not as good as the question. It's unbelievable. It's a halach shulchan aruch. The Mishnah Berurah tells you the heter.
Because we don't take away the zeus because certain things change.
Once it became permitted, it never became usur again.
You say, oh, but it doesn't apply.
But today, if you follow Rav Moshe, if you follow Rav Moshe and hold that we're living in a makom of a reshus haram derais, according to Rav Moshe, people don't know this, is that you can't make an Erev on a dead-end street. You cannot. A dead-end street that has three walls, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, is a reshus haram derais. It's a tremendous chiddush, and even those that follow Rav Moshe don't go that far. They don't go that far. That it should be reshus haram derais.
Those who live in the cul-de-sac who make the Erev.
Okay, they don't go that, but Rav Moshe holds that we have, so the whole time goes away, and the Mishnah Berurah seems, doesn't make all these distinctions, he doesn't mention one word about a chilek, you're taking a sitter, you're going to beat the clock, it's Mama Shapella. We're not in Israel. All the heterim are basically is that the only reason why we're going and we're carrying the sitter, we're going and tying the umbrella, is I'm on my way to shul, I have to beat the clock and get there for mincha and to drop it off and to put it down before Shabbos begins. My goal is mincha is 10 minutes before shkia. That's why I'm going to shul. It's raining. I'm carrying an umbrella so I can be at shul 10 minutes before mincha. Oh, that's mutter. But if I was just I'm going for a walk, I'm not going anywhere, I daven mincha already, and we're going to daven marv later, then taka, half an hour before Shabbos, you have to go and nail out a carrot because you may come to forget. But if you're racing the clock, your conscience, like you have a shomer. Are you allowed to eat supper before you say Kriya Shema? Osur. You're not, that's a halacha. You're not allowed to eat dinner. No, that's not Shulchan Aruch. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to eat dinner. Oh, so there's a solution. That's the heter. Because we have a reminder, Shomer. We have a lifestyle of everything's on the clock. 10 o'clock is Marv, 9:30 is Marv. You don't miss Marv with the clockwork. It's like you have a Shomer. It's the same thing. It's a different frame of mind that we live with today. And therefore, that's why we find... Not only do we find no one is nizer in this, at kedekach we find ignorance. Don't even know there's such halacha to begin with. Many people know the halacha that you're not allowed to eat supper until you say Kriya Shema. The reason why they don't follow the halacha is because I daven every night, 10 o'clock, on the clock, it's a shomer. But this halacha, people didn't even heard of this halacha. Nah, I didn't hear of the halacha, I didn't know the halacha. I'm a nobody, so it doesn't make a difference with what I think, but It's an amazing process of the makar, the reason, the Shulchan Aruch, and the head of the Mishnah Berurah, the Zman, and the head of the Mishnah Berurah, because we don't have a Rosh Hashanah Zman Hazeh. In America, we do, according to some. And then, what becomes the head? And we have to come on to these elaborate excuses of that a different lifestyle. Amazing.
It's only if you have a Mishnah Berurah Not that Landau's has a minion every 15 minutes and I never go there.
But you can't find parking, brother.
And you can't find parking. So you...
And now you...